on the field or off the field, we've got you covered. 96.5, The Cave.
Welcome back to Inside the Cave here on 96.5 FM, 96.5thecave.com. Ian Wendt, John Roberts on a Friday morning. Couple of friends. I mean, I'm just sitting here just soaking it all in. A couple of legends here.
Well,
inside the cave across the glass.
There's a history with us.
I know. And I'll turn it over to you, John, as we continue and we wrap up our Title IX 50th year anniversary coverage on the cave.
All right. We are pleased to welcome Lauren Cohn, now Boudry, into the studio. And Lauren, former Adrian Maple, and she was a three-sport athlete for at least a couple years there. Played basketball, volleyball, and softball. I forget what year you graduated.
2003.
Okay. Because I know your brother was 2000. You were in, obviously, the middle child. And then your younger sister was about 05 or 06.
Yes.
So I never knew if you were two or three or four. I knew you were in there somewhere. Yeah, I've seen a lot of kids come and go through the high school
over
the years. So played basketball, volleyball, and softball at Adrian. Then went on to play college basketball at Syracuse and Ohio University, where she received her degree, and then went to law school at the University of Kansas and is now the assistant county prosecutor for our neighboring county of Monroe County, correct?
That is all correct.
All right. So now you know who we're talking to. Of course, if you're a follower of Maple Athletics, certainly the name is familiar. Of course, your dad being the former head coach and in football there. And, you know, your brother and sister both accomplished athletes as well as you. So, you know, if you've been following Maple Athletics for the last 20, 25, 30 years, the name should sound a little bit familiar. So so it was good to catch up with you off air. Obviously a busy life, now a wife and mother and assistant prosecutor. So you've got a few plates spinning in the air.
I sure do, but it's all good things, John, and great way to keep me busy. I love my job over in Monroe. Feel very privileged to serve the citizens of Monroe County in the way that I do. Wonderful husband and two kids, a three-year-old and an 18-month-old, who definitely keep me on my toes.
Ah, are we having mic issues? Ian's working to fix. Okay.
It's not the mic, it's the cord.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll get Lauren back on with us here.
She's been there, but
very quietly. Okay.
Is that better?
Is that better, Ian? The levels are up.
Oh, no, talking to it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine. Thanks.
Obviously, the reason you're here is a former, you know, female athlete in the county. We wanted to bring somebody back each day, with it being the 50th anniversary of Title IX. You know, that we would like to think that Title IX had an impact on you as a young girl, certainly involved heavily in athletics, and then where that involvement and because of Title IX has helped you become who you are today.
Absolutely. I cannot speak, I guess, highly enough about my time in athletics, both at the high school level and at the college level. I feel very blessed and, I guess, privileged to have had the opportunities that I've had. I always say when talking to people that playing college sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life, and I look back on it very fondly. Learned a lot of life lessons in playing sports, a lot of lessons that have, I think, helped me transition into the workforce the way that I have, and also a great networking, meeting different types of people from different backgrounds and in different areas of life that I would never have had that opportunity had it not been for sports.
Well, and, you know, interestingly enough, we one of your old high school teammates, of course, works right here at the station, Ashley. And you know, I didn't even put two and two together until I walked out this morning. And I thought, oh, my gosh, they played softball together for 2 years in high school. So those relationships, and you mentioned before you went on the show, that you and Ashley have kept in contact over the years and remain friends. But so there's that level from the high school group and the things that you learned there as a teenager. And then you go on to college and you play basketball first at Syracuse and then at Ohio University. So, again, meet a diverse group of people with diverse life experiences, you know. And so those experiences shaped who you have become or helped shape who you have become today. I don't want to discount, you know, your family and your upbringing and all that kind of stuff, because I know that has influenced who you are today
as well. Of course. No, it absolutely has, John. And, you know, I think about playing softball with Ashley, but Ashley and I have been teammates since we were in almost elementary school. You know, little league softball, middle school sports, and then going into high school. And we have maintained in contact. And I think part of the reason we have is because we were able to form such a close relationship as teammates. And then being able to play, I think in high school, you know, you have some success in the athletic area, and then you get the opportunity to play in college, and you go out there and you realize that there are hundreds of people just like you. And so you're maybe not no longer the best player on the team, and, and that creates a different dynamic for you and helps you learn the importance of, you know, hard work and time management, and also being able to relate to people who have very different backgrounds than you. I'm just very thankful that I was able to experience that.
Sure. Well, and that's, you know, you mentioned things that as coaches and, you know, we try to instill in athletes, no matter what the sport is, that you're going to face adversity. But life is about facing adversity and you know, meeting those challenges. And I think that's one of the great things that competitive athletics does is it does teach those life lessons. So, you know, you graduated from Ohio University, and then you go to Kansas for your law degree. And so what are some of the skills that you use today as an assistant prosecutor that you gain through your participation in athletics?
One of the things I always fall back on, and it is true time and time again, is that being a college athlete, you constantly had to juggle a lot of things at once. You had to, you know, obviously be zoned in at practice, and then you had to go to class and be zoned in, and then you had to go home and be zoned in on your scouting report for the game the next day, and you had to do that day in and day out, and being able to have that ability to set other things aside and focus on one thing, that one thing at a time, was a skill that I really had to hone in on and, and maximize. And I see that today in my job as an assistant prosecutor, because I have, you know, dozens of cases that I'm handling at any one time, and different courtrooms that I'm going to on every day, where each case presents a different issue, and being able to really focus and zone in on one case at a time, and then 5 minutes later switch gears and really focus in on something else. I think I was able, my experience as a college athlete really helped me learn that, you know, time management and handling a lot of different issues all at once, and being able to do that well.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the drive to be successful, obviously, you know, to be your very best, I think is probably also something that, that comes out of being not just a good student when you were in school, but a good athlete. And I, you know, obviously now you're striving to be the very best attorney that you can possibly be on a daily basis.
Of course. And going back to what I said previously, when you, when I got to that college level, I realized, you know, these other girls on my team and these other girls that I'm competing against are extremely well, good athletes, and they are better than me in a lot of ways. And if I was going to keep up and be successful and earn playing time, I had to put in that a lot of extra work to get there. And it's the same thing in my job or many other careers, really anything. A lot of other people are good at what you do as well. And if you want to set yourself apart, then you've got to put in some extra time or be creative in coming up with ways that make you different than all of the rest.
Sure.
Oh, I get to go?
Well, okay, you look like you had a question over there, Ian.
Yeah, I had to think of something. And I'm kind of, you know, we're putting a bow on the Title IX talk this week today. We've had a coach on that's been there for the whole time.
Yeah,
and Kay Johnson in Morenci, 50 years.
A legend.
She's been coaching there, yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, she certainly would have been coaching when you were playing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess the perspective of, okay, your whole life there's been women's sports because of Title IX. Like, does that kind of register that, okay, it's been 50 years, that seems like a long time, but in some ways it's not? Like, looking big picture?
It does, and a funny story, I was chatting with my mom this morning about in coming on the radio, and she was telling me about her experience back in 1975. She was the gymnastics coach, and in comparison to some of the men's sports at the time, a lot of things were not equal, even though Title IX had already passed, and in theory they should have been, and just commenting on how she was able to live through that transition and see things develop and evolve. I know that I certainly can't appreciate it as much as she can or as much as probably Kay Johnson can and other women. And so I think that certainly my generation and these generations to come really owe it to them, or a big thank you to them for helping to, make Title IX very practical and make sure that it was influenced into the educational systems the way that it was.
Yeah, I think, you know, you bring up a great point. And, you know, we're now into, we talked about this yesterday with our guests, we're now into kind of the original people of Title IX. We're kind of into the third generation now with young girls coming through youth leagues. And, you know, so those pioneers of Title IX, they're the grandmothers now. And
exactly.
You know, and that, so hopefully they will pass those experiences on to their grandchildren as they did their children, I'm sure. And I think it's only going to continue to be a greater equalizer than it always already has been. Not perfect.
Of course,
you know,
not.
The world's not a perfect place, but I think your mom and certainly you would say that things have gotten better over time.
Absolutely. Absolutely they have, and I think I can be a testament to that.
Yeah. Well, it was great catching up with you.
As always, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Lauren Cohn Boudry with us and kind of putting a bow on our Title IX week.
Good deal.
Thanks for making the drive. Oh, pleasure.
Of course. It was a pleasure being here. Yep. Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for the show today here inside the cave. Join John and I Sunday. We're back at it. You'll need to punch the microphone.
I took my headphones
off. Okay.
I didn't know you were going to mention me again.
Sorry. No, we'll be out at Butch's
Tavern out in Hudson.
And Evergreen.
Evergreen Golf Course.
I might bring my clubs.
I probably won't.
What?
Sorry.
You're all golfed out.
I'm a little golfed out this week coming back from up north.
All right. CBS programming coming your way next. You're listening to 96.5 The Cave.